Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light and want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolkin count is called Red Resonant Dragon, and it is the seventh day of the Blue Eagle Wave Spell, and it is also Crystal Moon Day 25. So let me talk about the Crystal Moon and the 13 Moon calendar first. I'm going to remind anybody or announce for the first time to you, if you're a new listener, that a primary calendar that we follow in natural time is based on 13 28-day months. So we have the 12-month year. That's familiar to us. It's pretty erratic or arrhythmic in that there are 30-day months and 31-day months, and there's a 28-day month that's sometimes 29. But if you were to sort of shave off the 31, 30-day months down to 28 days, you have 12 months of 28 days, you can actually make a 13th month with all those shavings, all those remnant pieces. And that's what we do. We have a 13-month year, 13-moon year, it's called, just to distinguish it from the Gregorian month count. And it is pretty tidy. It's pretty rhythmic. 364 days are what you get when you have 13 moons of 28 days each. And then there's the 365th day, which is considered the day between years. And this is exciting to mention because we're getting closer. We are on the 25th day of the crystal moon, and the crystal moon is the 12th moon of the year. So let me say that really simply. If there are 13 moons in a year and we're at the end almost of the 12th moon, that would indicate that we are really close to the end of the year. We have, in fact, just the 13th moon of the year, the cosmic moon, which will begin on Wednesday. And then we just bear down pretty much to the transition to a whole new year. And we're also at the beginning of the next year on July 26th. The year always begins on July 26th, and July 26, 2019 is the beginning of course, a year, a 13-moon year, but it's also the beginning of a 13-year cycle. So we are currently ending a 13-year cycle, and it is really worth counting back to where you were 13 years ago to notice if you've had a life cycle of some kind. If you can pinpoint the beginning stages of it, you might see a fulfillment of destiny or longing or a clarity of focus, that you've had a little life spell, that something occurred that was monumental, but it played out over time. Or maybe you spent 13 years understanding the patterns of your own behavior, and now you can complete the cycle and you'll see patterns change. I feel like I could talk about this every day between now and July 26th and then into the first moon of the new 13-year cycle, because it just feels really monumental and exciting and interesting. Like, how is this 13-year cycle finishing for each of us? How am I seeing things finish or complete and reflecting backward and hoping for the best in the new beginnings of the next phase? So I'll talk about it when I'm podcasting for a while. Let me just get us oriented to the the days that are upon us today. Red Resonant Dragon is a portal day. And we did just have a portal day on Friday, Blue Overtone Storm, but there isn't another portal for 19 days. This is the last column of the Zolk'in. If you were to look visually at the Zolk'in, and you certainly can if you have some literature or you're online, the Zolk'in is laid out like a grid, and there are 13 columns of 20 days each. So for the 20-day signs that we talk about, it starts at Red Dragon and it finishes with Yellow Sun. And each column, we move down like a waterfall. Things are moving towards the earth from the sky when we look at the Zolk'in columns. And we are now in the 13th column, the final column. Red Dragon is the beginning point, and there's a portal here on this last column. The beginning point is a portal, and then when we finish at Yellow Sun, at the end of this column, we'll also be at the end of the 260-day Zolk'in, and that will be our next portal day. So portals are not important that we have them all the time. In fact, when they stack up in certain places in the Zolk'in, that can be phenomenally overwhelming. It's like falling through space, like Alice when she just kept falling down the rabbit hole. But we're far away from those long portal runs. There are two 10-day portal runs, and they're situated right in the middle of the Zolk'in. And as I want you to be aware, we're at the outer edge of the Zolk'in, and we're coming into a completion phase. I mean, we've been in it, but it's intensifying this last column, moving through each of the day names, through the tribes, one more time. You may realize that the Zolk'in is not something that starts on July 26th. There are two calendars that I talk about that we follow in natural time. So one is a standard 365-day year that represents the Earth's orbit around the sun. And then the Zolk'in is a 260-day sacred calendar that imitates our time in utero. And it just ends and begins, but it's not synchronized to the beginning of the 13-moon year. It's never coinciding with that. So we are finishing a Zolk'in cycle that began on October 26th of last year, of 2018. And so you can imagine that things that you conceived right before Halloween are now coming to full life. They're finishing the phases of development before they can practically stand on their own outside of you, whether it's a creative endeavor or a relationship. I mean, being in utero is metaphorical, but it's almost like a cloistered housing, a containment where there is very close nurturing and sustenance that comes from a divine source. It would seem to be a feminine one, but certainly conception comes from feminine and masculine impulses, feminine and masculine divinity. But in any case, we're not talking about like spiritual ideas. We're talking about things that occur for us and manifest, and lessons that we learn, and people that we start karma with or finish karma with. Relationships surge, intimacy grows, intimacy disappears. All of these are ideas of incidents that can unfold in a 260-day Zolk'in spell. But we are 20 days from finishing that, so you can hear in both of these calendars we're coming to conclusions. We are deeply finishing. I would allow that concept to be instructive in your life, in my own, that this is a time of things coming to conclusion and ripening and finishing touches, even if we're passive, even if we really are letting things unfold. We are going to just be watchful and not have a lot of wishing. I wish it were different. I wish this would happen. Just let what is happening come to its conclusion, run its course. And that sounds sort of like disappearing, but that's not what I mean. Its conclusion could be full embodiment, but we are sort of just in the lull to a completion. And the Zolk'in will be finished before the 13 moon year. There's going to be a 13-day difference. So the Zolk'in will complete, and then 13 days later, the 13 moon year begins. So I will also be, for the next 20 days, just trying to concentrate on everyone being attuned to how their 260-day cycle is getting ready to birth something that has been held close and tended to by spiritual, supernatural God force. So today is a portal, Red Resonant Dragon. It is a celebration of this thing I'm describing, the Divine Mother, the place where we are held close inside. And what does that mean logistically in a day? It means that we might ourselves feel very maternal, that we might ourselves feel that there is a maternal presence giving us loving nurturance. We ourselves might feel there is a feminine creatress. We don't talk about the goddess. It's almost like to talk about the goddess is to position yourself as in resistant to the god. But again, in the Mayan expression of creation, there is a mother and a father, and they create us together. But we start really deeply in the womb. And then today is also, when we come to resonant days, a precursor to the next time we're at Red Dragon. It'll be getting the Red Dragon wave spell. So the Red Dragon wave spell always begins the Zolk'in. The entire 260-day cycle always begins with Red Magnetic Dragon and 13 days of the Red Dragon day sign, the tribe. So what that means is, as I've already said, on a resonant day, we will, the next time we come to this tribe, it'll be the wave spell of the tribe. That is true of every resonant day, and this just happens to be the one resonant day that also is a precursor to the new Zolk'in cycle. So you can notice that, though. Resonant days always mean that 20 days later, when we next encounter the tribe, it'll be the wave spell of the tribe. And so that's why I really like it. It's like a hologram. It's like a filament. It's a dream image of something to come. There can be some augury today, insight as to what is approaching. And then tomorrow, Monday, June 24th, we are back to white wind again. We just had the white wind wave spell prior to this blue eagle one, and tomorrow is white galactic wind. And the word galactic, kind of inverse of the word resonant or the indication of resonant, galactic means that we're referencing back into the past. Resonant is foretelling the future, and galactic is integrating the past wave spell with this one. It's kind of like weaving, which is why the Zolk'in is often referred to as the loom of the Maya, especially the portals that are threaded through it. And tomorrow, white wind means that we're going to have some remembrance of the lessons learned, the accomplishments, the growth of the white wind wave spell. And hopefully, if you've been listening or you just have your own experience to refer to, you understand that in the white wind time, we experience spirit communication. People speak the words of God as God would have us hear them to us verbally, that we sense the great invisible presence of a God force. That's also a time when we are feeling airy ourselves, like that we're not completely here, that we're not materialized, that we are vaporous and essence. And then there's questions, concerns, interest in what is your relationship to a paternal source, both a grand one that we would call sacred and, you know, the great spirit in the sky, but also our own biological father, or if we are a father, that would also be topical on white wind. And then Tuesday, June 25th, is blue solar night. And I want to jump back now to the blue eagle wave spell. When we get to a solar day in a wave spell, it is really connecting us back to the beginning, where the wave spell began in the dominion of a particular tribe. So we're in the blue eagle wave spell. We had blue magnetic eagle. That's what oriented us to our purpose. We attracted our purpose on the first day, and it was something about our mind being visionary. And now when we get to the solar day, we are really able to put all that into an urgency, a prayerful wishfulness that we offer, that we articulate to our sense of a God. I know that I just constantly am saying a God, but then there's parental gods, and I'm never in charge of how you perceive what people call their higher power. I'm a little bit trying to talk about what I see as the Mayan mythology around their sense of God, but you know, to break that down, they had one all-seeing God that they called Hunabku that we wouldn't assign any kind of gender orientation to. But in the mythology, where we're looking at day signs and how they wanted to orient their sacred calendar to an unfolding journey that every human takes, that's where we get the parental feminine divine and then the parental masculine divine. But when we are communicating on a solar day to God, I'm going to say God, but I mean Hunabku. In reference to the Maya, I'm talking about that one all-seeing, all-giving deity. But, you know, you can just put in whatever you talk to when you believe, when you're making wishes, where did that go? That's what the solar day is sort of indicating, that it goes to the sun. That on a solar day, we make our wishes and desires known to the source of all life, which is the sun, and we speak the language of the sun, and things move at the speed of light, and we're heard really quickly. You can be very full in your wishing and intending and desiring on a solar day, but I think that, you know, all that action of articulating, this is what I want, I feel it, I'm telling you. I mean, that makes a very high speed kind of day's experience. And that can be dizzying, I think. On the solar days, we can get really slightly stressed out because we're, in a sense, on fire. And it very much imitates like how the internet and everything that emanates from it, you know, how our lives are governed by our access to the internet now, moves at the speed of light. We're just like pinging all the time. And so that's very much the solar day. And on blue solar night, we are once again referring back to kind of what the blue eagle wave spell, with 8 days behind us. On the ninth day, we are probably wishing for something that has to do with a clear mind, or we are using the fact that we've been in flight and able to see things in a big picture way, observe things from a distance, see the map, the cartography of our Earth's surface, instead of just being like in the brush, in the bush. And that really allows us in our wishing and longing to have a clear mind. I think it's a powerful wave spell because we develop this visionary approach or understanding of our lives, and that means ourselves in conjunction with others. I mean, whatever our karma is, whatever our unfolding life events show us right now, whether it's solitude, which is pretty blue eagle, or relational, we can get a big picture view of it, and that's helpful. It's almost clinical. Like, let me take a step back, let me observe, and then let me assess. And then maybe I'll take some action, or I'll direct some action from above. And again, when we get to the solar day where we're making our wishes and longings known, and we really are depicted to be heard, because when we speak the language of the sun understands clearly. That means that we can, within this blue eagle wave spell, ask for some pretty big changes. And that's a version of the Blue Night Day. The Blue Night Tribe is one of its monikers, is abundance. And that is a very like generalized concept. Abundance does not mean a big bank account, a pile of cash, a lot of cars. You know, we see this kind of aspiration in maybe New Age teachings that you can envision abundance, create abundance in your own life. When we come to that word in the Mayan interpretation of abundance is much more simplistic, and it's not self-designed. It's a day to observe what we have abundance of. Hopefully we have shelter so that we're safe to dream. And then perhaps, you know, we also have people in our shelter, because Blue Night is about the house, the dwelling where we rest at night so that we are safe from predators. And Blue Night is the dream time we enter when in that safety we're able to rest deeply. And so that's abundance. Abundance on a Blue Night day, and pulsing or wishing for abundance on the Blue Night day within the Blue Eagle Wave spell means that whatever we are asking for probably has a big picture intent, big picture design, and is going to be a fulfillment of abundance that we really need, that we may not have known about until we saw this broader view from above. I'm going to slow that down and spell it out even for my own elucidation. I want to hear that again. I think on Blue Solar Night, which coincides with Tuesday, June 25th, coming right up, we're going to be asking for something, praying for it, being wishful, that came out of our big picture view and understanding of what true abundance is this round. True abundance might be what I just described: safety, shelter, companionship within it, the dream time, a surreal experience. That could be the abundance. Or you might have a different variation, but I think it has, as I keep saying, big picture indications, associations. And, you know, one more time, what is the big picture? The big picture is just how we examine our life almost as if we were godlike. You know, if we could climb up to heaven for a moment and just take a glance down at ourselves, that would be a Blue Eagle perspective. I want to talk, you know, when I qualify it as kind of the lesson of the podcast, about what it is to have a Mayan birthday. Because each one of us is born within the Gregorian year on a Gregorian date, and that synchronizes with a day within the Dzogchen calendar, the 260-day calendar that just has always been and rotates and ends and starts again. We were born within that, and that's where you get a really beautiful poetic day name. I'll use myself as an example, because I was born on Blue Overtone Storm, and that was last Friday, 2 days ago, and so I've just had my Mayan birthday, and it makes me want to talk about it, not specifically. I mean, it was a great day. Maybe I'll say that. You know, I've celebrated lots of Mayan birthdays in the last 20 years, and I would say that there have been a handful. I'm appreciating the crow, who's also giving a perspective on the podcast right now. But I've had a handful of days that were Blue Overtone Storm that were awful. Just really excruciating. And the way I had to understand that was, like, this is my relationship to myself. I am not in a good place of integration. I am not maybe fulfilled in self-affirmation. I'm not taking up all the space in my body. I'm reluctant. I'm hiding. I'm hurting. These are the places I need to grow and change. And today, the one day that signifies my birth and purpose and essence for my whole lifetime, is demonstrating to me that I'm not well. And those were painful birthdays, because I wanted to be. I didn't want to have to look at it that way. But the one that I just had was really painless and very exhilarating, and I'm celebrating that. I guess I'm asking you, as you observe your own birthday on the Dzogchen calendar, to have patience if you have a hard day. I think you'll still find it elementally about yourself. You'll find that reflection. You'll say, I recognize that what's happening right now is kind of characteristic of my struggle. And then, you know, if you have a really joyful, ebullient day, great. That's wonderful. I think that Gregorian birthdays are very similar. I can't say that they're ever reliably wonderful. And in fact, aging is attached to them, and that becomes, like, less exciting you know, maybe it's painful to age in a certain way the older we get, but the Zolkin is really fun because you don't really count it. Like, hey, I'm this many Zolkin cycles old. It isn't about that. It's about evolution and growth, but it isn't about an end goal that's death or an end cap that's death. So when you anticipate your Mayan birthday, you see it coming. Remember that it's a birth portal, a rebirth portal, and it can be like a squeeze. It can feel tight and cramped and uncomfortable and paralyzing in the last stages. And there can be a kind of a cathartic pushing through a portal, the birth portal, right before your birthday. Almost like you're going to explode from something that is holding you, binding you. That would be, you know, very similar to our physicalized birth from our mothers. And then maybe some liberation or sense of homecoming, coming home to ourselves, that we've touched back to the place we were born from for this lifetime. And yeah, I just am having mine. And I also want to say that Red Resonant Dragon is my grandmother's Mayan birthday. So she and I are just 2 days apart. And she died yesterday on Yellow Rhythmic Sun. She died at age 101. She died the day before her Mayan return, her galactic return, her Mayan birthday. And that means that she perfectly completed a Zolkin cycle. She didn't even start a new one. She finished perfectly. And I did the math. It was 142 Zolkin cycles from start to finish, complete. My grandmother didn't follow the Zolkin or the natural time philosophy at all. In fact, she probably was appalled or in resistance to my mother's, you know, constant searching, seeking of renegade subcultural spirituality. But nonetheless, she was totally oriented to it. And it's really exciting because there's this gathering for her to celebrate her life on Red Resonant Dragon today. And only one relative of mine, my mother, and I know that we're doing this in her absolute epicenter of spiritual energy. And that really made me happy. It also made me happy that she pretty much finished her lifetime on my Mayan birthday. And then it was just 2 a.m., 2 hours into Yellow Rhythmic Sun when she finally lifted off as a soul out of her body. And I thought, yeah, that's the ultimate portal of a blue storm day, is to just clear the obstruction of a life on planet Earth and just enter the sky. Now, in terms of why is it hard, I don't know exactly that it is hard. Again, through my visioning right now, I've just had a Mayan birthday homecoming, and it is a little bit dynamic. So maybe I had a harder time before, and now I'm relaxed a bit, arriving again, beginning anew, being in my essence for a moment, and feeling homeward. But nonetheless, the world continues. There's all kinds of bullshit, ape shit behavior happening that we can see in the headlines endlessly. We can experience it as conflict in our own psyches. And I guess that I would orient you towards what is ending, what is finalizing, what is finishing. And I'm not talking about human extinction, although those thoughts come up for me every day. Wow, I'm just witnessing the beginning of the extinction of humanity. Oh, I see what this is. It's not very helpful because it's a decline. It's a self-destruction. But, you know, without me leveling all my opinions on you about that, I would just say, hey, well, I'm talking about things ending and finishing, and that can be the end of some dark karma. You know, these last instances of 13 years of being single, 13 years of not being gainfully employed, 13 years of housing struggles, I mean, that's not my specific story, but those are some of the big stories of what people have hardship with. And you can check and see if anything's sort of having its last emphasis and haunting you a bit. Like, these 13 years have had this theme, and I am just revisiting it one more time as we say goodbye to what it was supposed to teach me, what kind of karma was playing out. And it's kind of heavy and thick to have to consider this all again. 13 years is a long time. You know, prisoners have sentences, and sometimes a 13-year sentence in our own life struggling with a certain karmic pattern feels like being interred, being stuck somewhere in lockdown. And so that's what the Blue Eagle moment, this wave spell, can give us an observation of what we've been wrestling with for this time. And also the 13 moon year, this last finishing year, the 13th year that began July 26, 2018, has the description of red cosmic moon, which is to endure and transcend purification. So enduring feels different or worse than transcending. We've been doing both all year. And purification can feel like being cleaned, or it can feel like having things that we thought we needed as protection or comfort ripped away from us. So on a, you know, glasses half full day, we're like, the transcendence of letting go of all my attachment. And on glasses half empty day, we can say, the searing agony of losing yet another thing that kept me feeling that I wasn't alone. And talking about it, me talking, hoping it means something to you listening in this situation, you talking with the people in your life over there in your situation, I think it eases that discomfort. So I talked about Mayan birthdays, my own, my grandmother's, and I'd like to make sure you know when yours is coming towards you. So please go to resonanttruth.com and decode your birth date, as well as others that you love that you're interested in. I am Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan, we say, In La Keshe.